Hi, guys. You're late. Couldn't help it.
Yeah, I'm doing your filing. I don't like to do filing when it's my filing. When it's your filing, I hate it.
It's all right. Hey, Fish. Waiting for your thoughts.
Save your money.
The channel. Huh? What's with Fish?
Oh, he's depressed.
Because I'm late?
No. Because he says he's been on the force for 25 years and he feels he hasn't got anything to show for it.
That's crazy. Hey, you know, Fish, I really envy you. I mean, you got a steady job, you got a nice retirement plan, and you got a wife who's always going to be there.
You're all vicious, you know that?
Morning, Harris. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay with me, man. You know, Harris, you're amazing the way you can sit there and type without even looking at your fingers.
Ah, it's simply a matter of mind control.
Yeah? You carry on a conversation, too, huh?
Yeah, you see, one section of my brain is typing out this very simple routine arrest report.
Huh?
The rest of it's talking to you.
Yeah, but you make it seem like a snap.
It's okay with me, man. It's simply a matter of mind control. One
second. Oh, whoa, Joe.
Wonderful to see you again.
Oh, yeah. I overslept a little.
Didn't your alarm go off?
Yeah, it went off, but I was in a different borough at the time.
Twelfth Precinct Detective, Sergeant Amengual speaking. Oh, Lexington Avenue? Okay. 23rd Street Station. Good. Okay, we'll be right over.
What's going down?
Somebody shooting up the Lexington Avenue subway.
War Joe, as long as you're up.
I was just in the Lexington Avenue subway. 5 minutes earlier and I'd been there already. Matter of fact, if I'd been 5 minutes later, I'd be there right now.
Timing is everything.
You know, I like it when it's all peaceful and quiet like this. You listen real careful, you can almost hear a stream trickling down a mountainside.
I forgot to jiggle the toilet.
Type it up, Wardrobe.
Oh, right there.
I'm not sorry I did it. I suppose they go easier on you when you're sorry, but I'm not.
So Lindquist, you want to hang around here for a minute? I'll take your statement. Be right back. I have never seen anything like it in my life.
Like what?
He shot a candy machine in the subway. To death.
He deserved it.
Harris, take a run over to the 24th Street Fire Stations, Engine Company 51.
Oh, beautiful. It's almost lunchtime. They do some fine cooking over there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Occasionally they burn something.
We've had 6 fires in the last 4 days, all suspicious origin. Take Wojo with you.
Okay.
Don't I have time for a cup of coffee?
You would have if you hadn't been late.
3 days a week, I put 20 cents into that machine, and I can count the number of Butterfingers I've gotten out of it on one hand. I reported it to the company. All I got was lip service.
But Mr. Lindquist, if the machine kept cheating you, why didn't you go someplace else?
Principle. I wanted that machine to give me a butterfinger. It wouldn't.
So you shot it.
It was like doing all the things I ever wanted to do but didn't have the guts.
Yes, yes, I know, Mr. Lindquist. We all have dreams of glory.
Like not tipping a waiter.
You know, that's my favorite. Yeah. You got a lawyer?
My cousin Lewis.
Well, you better call him up, huh?
I like him, but he doesn't like me. Come to think of it, I don't like him either. I like his wife.
Barney, I'm charging Mr. Lindquist here with firing a gun in public, criminal possession of a firearm, and, I don't know how to write up the rest of this.
You have assault with a deadly weapon?
You shot a candy machine by me.
Frustration.
Candy machine? Yeah.
Now, that man could be in a lot of trouble.
It was a cigarette machine. You know, I'm going to let them figure this out downtown. Mr. Lindquist, you finished with your phone call?
My cousin Lewis wasn't there, but I left a message on his recorder.
Uh-huh. Well, we got to take you downstairs. Huh? Fingerprints and photographs, okay?
Those message recorders are intimidating. You know, I said everything I had to say. I still had 22 seconds left. I was afraid to hang up. Lewis is a bully.
Ah, Mr. Lindquist, you really do hate machinery, don't you?
Passionately.
There's a stamp machine on 6th Avenue. I'd like to put a contract out on.
As far as I'm concerned, you can just file that in the garbage.
Well, this was made up with scientific precision. I mean, composite sketches can be a very useful tool.
Cyrus, look at it. It's a picture of Woody Allen.
Oh, good. Any luck?
Well, we talked to the guys from the fire station. We also talked to a witness.
Oh, good.
Not much of a witness, Bond. This is a hooker.
Hookers have been known to see.
Hello, Fish.
Again? What do they take this time?
$214 in cash and 3 bottles of scotch. Thank God they were on special. You got coffee?
Help yourself.
I've checked out all our files and all our local arsonists are accounted for. State prisons, federal prisons, burn wards.
I don't think this guy's going to be in our files anyway.
Harris has got another theory. Sherlock Holmes.
I mean, psychology is a very important part of modern criminology.
Oh, Joe, hold off your rebuttal till later.
I mean, this guy doesn't set fires for money. I mean, he just likes to set fires.
Pyromaniac.
Yeah.
What's the difference what he's called?
I mean, I'm just trying to get inside this dude's head. I mean, fire is a symbol of total emotion. You show me a dude who loves fires, and I'll show you a guy who is sexually frustrated and socially inadequate.
You can file that in the garbage, too. Barney, I like fires. I sit in wintertime, watch the fire all night long, just dancing. It's exciting. Doesn't mean I'm socially frustrated or sexually inadequate.
Got that backwards.
What's the difference?
Actually, not that much.
This guy's just another hoodlum. You know, he's using fire instead of throwing rocks.
Oh, you got a fire bug, huh?
Yeah.
Thank God I was only held up at pistol point.
Very sorry to hear that, Mr. Carmen.
Well, listen, it's my own fault. I didn't have to own a liquor store on 11th Street. I could have been a shepherd living in Montana with a deer and the antelope. But no, I had a sense of duty to my fellow man. I wanted to bring him his daily needs.
Hardiman, I need details.
3 kids with a gun came in and said, stick them up.
That's all they said?
There was nothing to discuss. It was perfectly clear.
All right. Well, Jehovitz, if you have no objections, we're going to use Harris's analysis as a jumping off point. Let's make copies of this thing and circulate it in the neighborhood.
Right.
Where?
I would suggest porno theaters and bookshops. I mean, there's a supermarket of erotica on 10th Street for your one-stop shopping.
And check the local bars and the massage parlors. Well, they don't get too wrapped up in your work.
Yeah. Hey, would you get some copies made, and I'll make out the itinerary.
Mm.
12th Precinct, Harris. Yeah. Where?
We got another fire.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll be right over. Burlesque theater. Started in one of the dressing rooms.
Very good, very good.
Kid stuff.
Lucky coincidence.
Get on.
Wojo?
You drive this time. I want to look out the window.
Tell the truth. You think I'll like it in prison?
Not if they put you in the machine shop.
Oh, that would be hell, wouldn't it?
Look, I wouldn't worry too much, Mr. Lindquist. You're a first offender. Is your cousin a good lawyer?
No. But his wife has great legs.
Mr. Lindquist, the attorney's downstairs arranging bail. He was delayed because of an accident on the way over.
Oh, Lewis loves accidents. Good to see as many as he can. That's how he gets most of his clients.
Honey, lunch.
Why did she marry him? With legs like that, she could have anyone.
Lindquist. Chicken and white, mayonnaise, right?
Thanks. How much do I owe you?
Do I offer money when I'm at your house?
Oh. Royal Prison Detective, Sergeant Amenguela speaking.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah? Great. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, Barney, that was the dispatcher with some good news for a change. Seems Wojo and Harris are bringing in the suspect for that burlesque fire.
Anybody hurt?
No, nobody was in the theater. Box office opens at 6:30.
Interesting. A fire bug with a conscience.
I'm Louis Lindquist, attorney for Francis Lindquist.
Lindquist?
Yeah, I found release papers and a bail ticket.
Shut up!
Yep.
Francis, for God's sake, what's the matter with you? Shooting up a subway. What were you, drunk or something? When are you ever going to grow up? The world doesn't owe you anything, you know.
I realize there are things that I can't have, Lewis. However, I paid for that candy bar.
Got a lot of principle, Francis.
Yes.
Who was it said a little principle in the wrong hands is a dangerous thing?
I think it was Alan Ludden.
Lindquist. Yeah. Is there an order? You made your signature.
Thanks. You know, I'm not making a penny out of this.
Delinquent. Step outside, please. Move down there. Want to check your valuables, if you don't mind?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, come on.
You people are making a dreadful mistake.
If so, we will apologize, Mr. Foreman. Not a bad match, huh, Barney?
Pretty good.
We spotted him watching the fire.
Watching fires is an American tradition.
And then we chased them into a porno theater.
Another American tradition, I'm afraid.
I swear, as God is my witness, I had nothing to do with that fire.
Yeah? Then how come you were running?
Because you were chasing me.
That's because you were running.
Oh.
Rojo, this is a matter of perspective. Check him out in BCI.
Right, Barney.
Sit down, Mr. Foreman.
Excuse me, officer. What is the young man alleged to have done?
He's being held on the suspicion of arson.
Oh. I think what's his name, Mr.
Foreman, Edwin Foreman.
Mr. Foreman. Well, I'm an attorney. Now, if I can be of any assistance to you, just call me at that number. Anytime, day or night. If I'm not there, my wife will take a message.
Her name's Sharon.
Well, she has great legs. All right, Francis. You're on your own again. Now go on out there and conform, will you?
I'll try, Lewis.
And I can't give you a lift. I'm meeting a client.
Well, that's okay. I'll take the subway.
And if you get shafted by another machine?
I'll remember what you told me.
Right. You don't break the law, Francis. You find a way to take it out on somebody else.
Well, I'll certainly give her a call.
We've had 7 incidents of suspected arson, Mr. Foreman. I'm going to ask you to account for your whereabouts on each one of those occasions.
I was at home.
I haven't given you the dates yet.
I'm home most of the time. I take care of my mother.
Mother ill?
I don't think so, but she does.
What were you doing in a burlesque house?
Every so often, I have to remind myself there are other kinds of women in the world.
People are. Mr. Foreman's got no prior record. No arrest, nothing.
I told you that.
But he's got one minor violation for improper storage of gasoline in the trunk of his car. Get you some water? It's a little late for that.
Mr. Foreman been advised of his rights?
Yes, he has, Barney.
Okay, you got one phone call, Mr. Foreman.
As God is my witness, they're driving me into the sea. They spray-painted filth all over the side of my store. Young kids. I'm not going to tell what they said because it's disgusting. It isn't even funny.
Guess we're out of complaint, Mr. Carterman?
Now, save your paper. I just thought I would come in and keep you informed.
Thank you, Mr. Carterman. A little whitewash helps us do our job.
Certainly. I can handle it myself. Listen, I've been fighting this city for 40 years. I've been robbed at night, robbed at the daytime. I've been vandalized, terrorized. My garbage has been pushed into the street. The only thing that hasn't happened to me so far is that I haven't been burned down to the ground. Burned. With my luck, it's going to happen. I can feel it in my bones. Mark my words, it's going to happen.
Mr. Carterman.
Listen, if there's one thing I trust, it's my instincts. You know that that arsonist that's been running around town? With my kind of luck, he's going to catch up to me. You can bank on it, believe me.
Mr. Carterman.
I'm psychic. Do you know that? You see, if you're born in February, you get like that. And I'm telling you that I got a feeling that any minute, my whole business is going to go up in smoke. And what am I going to have left? Nothing. Well, a little insurance. But so, okay, I can take the bitter with the sweet. Let's see, I arrived here at 3:15. I should be back in the store by 4 o'clock. It's nice to spend an occasional 45 minutes away from the store.
Mr. Carterman, see that young man sitting over there talking on the telephone?
So?
That's the arsonist.
How long has he been here?
In custody about an hour. Before that, he said a different fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm under arrest. I'm at the police station now. I burned 7 buildings. 7. It's not all right, Mother. I'm not precocious, I'm sick. And I want to get help. I need a doctor. Mother, I don't want to see Dr. Paul. He's a pediatrician.
Anybody got a mat?
No, you can't. No, you can't go with me, Mother. She can't go with me, can she?
Oh, no. Yes, the law.
You can't. She can't.
No, you can't go.
No, she can't go.
Gentlemen, it's 5 o'clock and we're over budget. Good night.
Hey, you don't have to kick me twice.
I have an engagement with a young lady that I chanced to run into at a fire today.
No kidding. The one with the enormous personality?
Tassels Taliaferro, the Wicked Witch of the West. Hey, you want to join me? She's got some friends.
No, thanks. I got a date over in Queens.
Does that mean you're going to be late again?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you two can dissipate if you want. I am going to jog 2 miles and then play an hour of handball. After that, have a little light dinner and go right to bed. Because a policeman has got to take proper care of his mind and body in order to be able to handle any emergency.
Well, as long as you got nothing to do, you want to go with me?
Is it an emergency?
I told you, she's got some friends.
Okay.
And she went home?
I don't know. Bernice is visiting her mother up in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, that's funny. Liz is in Philadelphia with the kids visiting her brother. As long as you got nothing to do, you want to do it together?
Sure, what do you want to do?
I don't know, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Next stops, Raleigh, Montpilot, Greendale, and Mayberry, where we'll be making 2 stops for 2 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. It's a twice as nice afternoon here in TV Land.